are people almost everywhere whose hearts are all aflame with the fire that fell at Pentecost, which cleansed and made them clean. It is burning now within my heart. Glory to His name. I'm so glad that I can. So glad that I can say I'm one of them. Hallelujah, one of them. I'm one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. Though these people may not learn it be, nor boast of worldly fame, they have all received their Pentecost, baptized in Jesus' name, and are telling now both far and wide. Is yet the same. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. One of them. One of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. They were gathered in upper room, all praying in His name. They were baptized with the Holy Ghost, and power for service came. Now what He did for them that day, for you the same. I'm so glad that I can say. Why don't you greet your brothers and sisters now? One of them. One of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of. Blessing that will cleanse your heart from sin, that will start the joy bells ringing, and will keep your soul aflame. It is burning now within my heart. All glory to His name. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. I'm one of them. One of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm. So glad that I can say I'm one of them. Hallelujah, one of them. One of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. Amen. In this world I've tried most everything, and I'm happy now to say in this good old-fashioned way. I'm walking in the old-time way, and I want the world to know that I'd rather be an old-time Christian than anything I know. I'd rather be an old-time Christian than anything I know. There's nothing like an old-time Christian with a Christian love to show. Well, I'm walking in the grand old highway, I'm telling everywhere I go that I'd rather be an old-time Christian than anything I know. There are many things I'd like to be as my journey I pursue. I long to be a leader like a mortal man would do. I'd like to be a millionaire with a million to bestow. But I'd rather be an old-time Christian than anything I know. I'd rather be an old-time Christian than anything I know. Nothing but an old-time Christian with a Christian love to show. I'm walking in the grand old highway, and I'm telling everywhere I go that I'd rather be an old-time Christian than anything I know. All the world is bright since I got right. Now I sing and pray and shout. All my burdens have been lifted since the Savior brought me out. I will tell the world both far and near as I travel here. old-time Christian with a Christian love to show. I'm walking in the grand old highway. I'm telling everywhere I go that I'd rather be an old-time Christian than anything I know. Amen. Well, you can be seated now. man's overcoming power. Greater is he that is in me. Greater is he that is in me. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. On the day of Pentecost, a rushing all of them with a power greater than any earthly foe. And I'm so glad I've got it too. I want to let the whole world know. Greater is he that is in me. Greater is he that is in me. Greater is he that is seated. And before we have Brother Layton come, let's go ahead and I think Brother Joshua will probably know this song, number 409, "Oh, the blood of Jesus, precious blood of Jesus, it washes white as snow." Amen. I'm not sure what key, Brother Joshua, but I'll follow.
Good evening, saints. Good to see each one of you out tonight, and I'm glad to be here. Miss the pastor, though. I know you do, and don't worry about saying amen, because it won't make me feel bad. I always miss Brother Nathan, but we appreciate the fact he has some confidence, he has confidence in me, and he knows I wouldn't do anything that I shouldn't do, at least not intentionally. But we've had a good day today and yesterday. As you see, we put some panels in on the windows to try and keep the heat out and the cold. And we spoke to Brother Nathan about it, and he agreed. And so Brother Yarbrough and I tried to done the best we could with it for a couple of old fellas. And I think it kind of tones down some of the the sounds that bounce off the windows. But nonetheless, it's up and painted, and we may have to pull them down and paint the outside because somebody's already said they could see the Lowe's name through it, and that's all right. We couldn't see them yesterday in the bright sunlight because Brother Bill and I looked, and they said, no, it looks all right. It's not going to show up. And we pulled up tonight in the kind of cloudy, dingy weather, whatever you want to call it, and I looked, and I thought, uh-oh, they show up. And I'm not going to tell you it was Sister Jennifer that come in and ask. I don't want to embarrass her, but... I said, yeah, we're going to have to take them down and redo them here, sometime. But anyway, was glad to be able to do it, and I think it looks pretty nice personally. Not because I've done it, just because it looks nice. But nonetheless, in case any of you are missing Andrew, he and his grandma Cheryl are at GFI. He had a band, they called a rehearsal tonight. You know, they're going next month to New York. The Jeff High band gets to play in Carnegie Hall. So they're all excited about that, and Andrew's been looking forward for months. And so they have their rehearsal tonight with a lot of the parents. But I told him I wasn't going. I said, I've got service. And then Brother Nathan found out that not that I had service at that time. I told him, we have service, and I'm going to be in church. And then Brother Nathan found out he had to go out of town, so he asked me to take the service and to speak or play a tape or whichever I felt led. And so I told him, well, I can't go now for sure. So I have the service Wednesday night. So he understood. So Cheryl decided she would go with him. So that made him feel a little better, I think, to have somebody there. You know, 15 years old, they like to have somebody around. And so I'm glad she was able to go. So we'll do the best we can tonight with the help of the Lord. That's all I can tell you. I'm not Brother Nathan, so I don't have anything up here. I told him, I said, I'm going retro. So I'm going back to paper. Because now if I was doing a teaching lesson, I had graphs or something, I'd probably use it. But on this sermon, I won't use it anyway. It's too many notes on here for me to try and click buttons and make sure I'm on the right page. And maybe one of these days I'll get used to that. But until then, just bear with me. I'll look down at my notes and get lost several times, I'm sure. I usually do. But it's good to be here. I was talking to someone today, Brenda and I were, a sister come by to visit us for a little bit, and bragging on the church, and the sister goes to the Branham Tabernacle, and that's fine. You know, we have nothing, no problem with that. I told her, oh, it's fine. I said, I don't care if people come here to our group, they go to Branham Tabernacle, if they go to Brother Burgess's, if they go to Brother Buckles, if they go to Brother Erickson's. I said, as long as they're going somewhere where they're happy and they can serve the Lord. If they like all tapes, or if they like preachers and tapes, or if they don't like preachers, or whatever their thing is, or if they however they want it, I said, as long as they're serving the Lord, I said, that's all that I care about. I said, and if they don't like our church, and I don't mean this disrespectful now, or if they don't like it because Brother Nathan or I or some of the others may preach, then by all means, go someplace where you can be happy. That don't bother me. I've put up with that for 50 years of people not liking preachers. So it's not a new doctrine. But I was just telling her, I said, you know, we've known this sister for a long time, so there was no problem. I said, I'm glad they have someplace to go. That's the main thing. Go someplace, like the prophet of God said. And so there, you know, they go there, and that's fine. My son Paul, as we all know, he goes over there, and that's all right. He takes his grandma, and he goes, and that's fine. Like he told us, we don't proselyte, and we don't want one person here that God don't want here. If he fills this place up till we're busting at the seams, praise the Lord. If it comes down, if it's just the Bryants and the Laytons, praise the Lord. So that's what we want. Whatever God wants is what we want. And I trust you want the same thing. But as we've said so many times, and I'm not going to talk very long, Brenda said something about how it depends on how much the preacher talks so tonight. And we just want to stay in love one with the other. We want to stay with this word, and we want to stay humble. That's, I don't know what else to tell people outside of, you know, believing everything he said, of course, which is staying with the word. But tonight I decided I'd take a little evangelistic type message and try to encourage your heart. And I think I said something to Brother Joel after about maybe the people feel good and they walked out. I said, well, not just, if I don't know if it's Brother Joel or Brother Steve, I said, not just feel good in their body, but in their heart and in their mind and everything else, you know, because it all works together. As Brother Branham said, the emotion won't bring the Holy Ghost, but the Holy Ghost will bring emotion. So we want him, and if he makes us happy and we shout, we scream, we holler, we clap, we run, we dance, we speak in tongues, whatever he leads to do, that's what we want. We want to be able to worship him in spirit and in truth. And that's what we want tonight. So if you want to turn in your Bibles and stand with me for a reading, we're going to read out of Mark, the 16th chapter, a very, very familiar chapter to, I would say, all of us, especially the last part, but we're not going to read the whole thing. I'm going to read about the first 13 verses, and then we'll draw from there. Mark 16, and when the Sabbath was passed, and Mary Magdalene was, and Mary the mother of James, and Salome had brought sweet spices that they might come and anoint him. And very early in the morning, the first day of the week, they came unto the sepulchre at the rising of the sun. And they said unto themselves, Who shall roll us away the stone from the door of the sepulchre? And when they looked, they saw that the stone was rolled away, for it was very great. And entering into the sepulchre, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in a long white garment, and they were affrighted. And he said unto them, Be not affrighted, ye seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He is risen, he is not here. Behold the place where they laid him. But go your way and tell his disciples and Peter that he goeth before you unto Galilee, and there shall you see him as he said unto you. And they went out quickly and fled from the sepulchre, for they trembled, and they were amazed. Neither said they anything to any man, for they were afraid. Now when Jesus was risen the first day of the week, he appeared unto Mary Magdalene, and out of whom he had cast seven devils. And she went and told them that he had been with him. I'm sorry, I misread that. And she went and told them that had been with him, as they mourned and wept. And they, when they had heard that he was alive and had been seen of her, believed not. And after that he appeared in another form unto two of them as they walked and went into the country. And they went and told it unto the residue, and neither believed they them. Shall we pray? Father, as we have sang songs to you this evening, and as we've had prayer requests, and Lord, we have just read your scripture, now we come to the portion that has fallen my lot. And Lord, I ask you, as I did earlier, and I do always, Lord, help me. Take control and let me say that which would be pleasing unto you, and it would help and be edifying unto your children. And may you get the glory for it, as I do my best, Lord, to yield myself unto you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Please be seated. Now, my thought on this was in the 11th verse, and I think also the 13th, was when they had gotten the report about Jesus, and it said, and they believed not. And that was quite a thought whenever I had come across this about those that have heard the report and don't believe. And yet I got to thinking, we remember, and I'd said something to somebody earlier about somebody believing. I said, but there's many out there that don't believe because there's nothing in them, Brother Branham has taught us, there's nothing in them that they can believe with. But if we're of that blessed few that he has put something inside of us to believe with, and we hear the word for some reason, somehow, some way, which we can't explain to people, we just simply believe it. It's not anything that we can explain. As the scriptures teach us, faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word. I remember when I sat at the first time I seen Brother Branham in the meetings. I was young and just married and so forth and on our honeymoon. I wasn't listening to what he said. But as it came to pass, as I learned later, Brother Branham said that gift was to catch the attention. Of what, though? Because it went out before millions of people around the world, but not everybody that seen that gift caught it. Out of my little church out in Southern California, a little place called Weed Patch, I'm the only one out of the whole church. I'm the only one out of my whole family that believes this message. What was it? All I know is it was him. Amen. He put something in there that when we got back home and I went in and decided to listen to one of Brother Branham's messages, because Brother Mayfield had a whole bunch of them on there, and I just reached in and picked one and pulled it out, and boy, was it a good one. Spoken word is the original seed, Brother Jimmy. But I was raised Pentecost, so I really didn't have a lot of trouble with what he said except for women preachers. And it wasn't that I didn't believe it. I just couldn't understand it because I was raised where there was women preachers. And I seen God use them. I seen the devils cast out. I seen the dead raised. I've seen miracles done through a woman preacher. But yet here the prophet of God was saying they have no... I know what Paul said. And yet here's Brother Branham saying the same thing. Well, I just kind of laid it up on the shelf. So I'm not going to argue with it. I'm not going to fuss about it. We're just going to leave it lay there. And one day, I can't tell you today. I've often wondered, what did he say on what tape that got me? But somewhere along the line, he said something and the light came on and that's it. I've told it many times. I said, he could tell me that go out there and look up in that sky and it's going to be pink. And if I walked out there and I seen blue, I would be wrong. You say, well, how can that be? I'd have to go back and say, Brother Branham, I'm seeing blue out there, but you said it was pink. You pray for my eyes that I can see the truth. See, because the prophet can't make those mistakes. I know that he wouldn't do that, but that's just one of my little analogies I like to use. It may be far-fetched, but that's just me. I like to use that one. I don't care what he said. That's where I'm coming to with all this, is I believe what he said. See, unlike the disciples, I know the disciples came around to see it. But at first, they didn't believe it. Even though the report was, I've got an eyewitness. I'm standing there, and I saw him. I talked to Jesus. Oh, no, no, he died. They've got him over in the city. No, no, he came walking down the road with me and Brother Bill, and we seen him. No, no, we don't believe that. But when he finally appeared unto them, think of it, when they were his chosen, and he revealed himself unto them, then they believed it. Then there was no turning back. Think about it. They couldn't have changed their mind if they had wanted to. He had a chosen few, and those are the only ones that are going to come, and it's been that way, as we know, down through the ages. It's not the masses that come. It's the few. I can't tell you how many few are going to be out of this age. When Brother Branham went beyond the curtain of time, he said there were millions over there. And a lot of people, they want to run around and say, oh, he said there'd be very few. Yes, very few that are alive and remaining. But what is that very few out of what? 7.5 trillion people on the earth today? Then even if you take 1.5 million, that's still a pretty good amount of people. But I don't know how many it's going to be. And how many is going to go by way of the grave before morning? How many will in this world that believe this message will go by way of the grave that we'll never hear about? Because they're all around the world before we even get out of service tonight. So see, we don't know how many is going to be there. But if there was millions for his age, then you've got 6 other ages besides that. And I couldn't tell you how many has went on since he had that translation beyond the curtain of time. But you see, everyone that believed what the prophet of God brought about God's word will be there. So those that can't believe it, just go on. Live your life. Do the best you can. You, as Brother Branham taught us, you may be the only Bible they read. My neighbor that we had prayer for, Linda, she's a good woman, but she just can't see this. We've talked to her about it. She come one day, was out mowing the grass, and she come along, and I stopped, and we were sitting there, her and her husband was on their fence, on their side, and I was on the other, and she was telling me, oh, how their church is doing, and how this, and how they're going to start having a woman's Bible class, and she's going to teach it. Now, what good is it going to do me to jump up and down and tell her all about women can't preach? I just said, okay. And she says, you know, we're going to be studying on Revelations. I said, oh, really? Yeah. She said, oh, I'm trying to find some good books on Revelations so that I can teach that class. I said, I got a couple of them if you'd like to have them. Went right over her head. Because she knew what they were. She knows about the message. But they're good neighbors. Don't miss. They live all that they know. They live all that they can see. But she can't see this. So I offered her the books, but she didn't want them. So I just said, okay, just go on my way. See, let her do. And they're still just fine, friends and fine. She called us up, called them. Brenda said one prayer. Said, sure, we'll pray. See, they know there's something laying there. So we just go right on and pray for God, and he brought her through it. And so the prayer tonight was that she'd make a speedy recovery and do the other one. I mean, and recover from it, and then they can do the other one. All right, now to get back to my sermon before my time gets away and I have to stop. When Martha came walking down the road and her brother had died, it didn't matter what happened. She knew that Jesus said that he was the resurrection, the truth, and the light. And she said, Lord, if you'd been here, he wouldn't have died. But nonetheless, at thy word. See, she knew and she believed that Jesus could do what he said he was. But yet you take another one and you go, and Paul went in and spent what? We don't know how many hours or minutes he talked to King Agrippa. And Paul said, King Agrippa said, you believe, said, I know you believe. Think about it. Paul knew that the king believed what he was saying. And yet the king had to say, almost, Paul. Almost you persuade me to be a Christian. But he couldn't quite give it up. Although he knew it was right. He believed it was right. But yet he couldn't take that next step to accept it completely. So you see, there had to be something in there for him to accept it with. Brother Bram said this on Satan's Eden. He said, whatever he said would take place, he said it would happen in these last days. That he would do certain things, and he'd done it. And he has asked nobody whether it's time or not. Said he knows what the time is, and he knows what the plan is. Now, Satan, this deceiver, as spoke of in Matthew 24:24, with so much deceit, said, now we find that by his gospel program of knowledge and better education and higher ethics and civilization and so forth has bewitched the people that wants to serve God into believing his lie. Eve did not want to do that, but he showed her how it was more. There was more wisdom in it. She didn't know, but she wanted to know. She didn't understand, but she wanted to understand. And God told her not to try to understand. How can I understand any of these things? I can't understand them. We believe them. I don't have to understand them. He said, God is faith and not understanding, and we just believe what he said. And that's what I'm going to want to talk to you tonight about is I believe. See, in Matthew, what did he tell Peter? In Matthew, he said, when they asked him, who do men say I am? Oh, some say you're this, and some say you're this, and some say you're this. But who do you say I am? Oh, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And he said, blessed art thou, Simon Peter. Why? Because flesh and blood hasn't revealed this unto you, but my Father, which is in heaven, he's revealed it unto you. And upon this, what? The Brother Ram taught us the rock of revelation. Revelation is what it is. He said, and he's revealed that unto you. See, Peter believed what? Just because it was revealed to him, because there was something in Peter that he could accept the word of God. So what do we want to do tonight? And I'm not saying anybody here has this, but if there's any doubt, if there's any belief, let's roll away the stone of unbelief tonight. Let's accept God's word just exactly the way it is. Let's accept it the way that the prophet of God brought it to us. Don't worry about what brother so-and-so says or sister so-and-so says or pastor so-and-so says or some self-proclaimed prophet says. Let's stay with the one that had the signs and the wonders and the vindication of the pillar of fire and had the word of God and proved it time after time after time. Why would we want to go looking for anything else when we have the real right here before us? And what does he say? He says, now, so I take it like this. I believe the Bible accounts. I believe what the Word of God said. I believe what his prophet said. So I come to people and they talk about things and they want to discuss whether Noah actually done this or whether Moses done that or whether Abraham done this. And they've got this new thing out now. They found some so-called book of Judas. Some book of Judas is supposed to have wrote, the traitor. And one person, one commentary guy, he says, well, I wonder now if this is going to vindicate Judas. You can't vindicate a devil except that he's a devil. You can't make a saint out of him, and you can't make him something he ain't. That goes for the other side too. If they're an unbeliever, they can't be a believer. If we're a believer, we can't be an unbeliever. There's no way we can do it. And it's the same thing with that. I don't care how many books they claim somebody wrote, it don't justify what Judas done, and it won't change a thing. He's guilty. All right, but I believe what the Bible says about Noah and the ark. I believe what the Bible said about Sarah and Abraham. I believe what the Bible said about Moses. I believe what the Bible said about Elijah and the fire coming down from heaven. I believe that Elijah went up in a chariot. I don't care if it's impossible to man. God, the Bible said that Elijah jumped on that chariot and he took a ride up into heaven. I believe it, and that settles it. They can believe what they want to. I believe that Daniel went into the lion's den and their mouths were closed up and he wasn't eaten up and he come out the next morning. I believe it. I don't care how impossible they say it is. I believe that the three Hebrew children went into the fiery furnace, heated up seven times hotter than it had ever been, and they weren't even scorched, didn't even smell like fire, didn't smell like smoke or anything else. I believe it. Yes, it's impossible to man. But God said with him that all things are possible, and I believe it. Oh, I believe that David slew Goliath. I believe that Jonah was swallowed by a big fish. I don't care if it was a whale or a carp or whatever they want to call it. He said God prepared a fish for Jonah, and he did that very thing. And yes, he stayed in there for 3 days and three nights. And yes, it went down into the depths of the ocean. And yes, he lived through it. And yes, he came up to the shore and ducked out, spit him out upon the shore. Yes, sirree, it happened just like the Bible said it did. And I don't care what anybody else says about it. And I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. I don't care if they like it or don't like it. I don't care if they believe it. I don't care if they agree with me. I don't care if they say he was fallible, if he was just a man. I don't care if they say, oh, well, he made mistakes. I don't care if they say, well, he really wasn't there. He was a good man, but he wasn't a good man. He was a prophet, but he wasn't a prophet. Sounds like the same things they're saying about Brother Branham today. Oh, well, we know he was here, and we know he was a good man. But now, like that preacher said, now, Brother Branham, now we know that when he's in the pulpit and the Spirit is upon him, that God is with him and he speaks the truth and this, you know, these visions and these things. But now you got to watch his doctrine. No. I believe every word that he said. If he said, I don't know why he had to stutter, but I do it. But I believe all three eyes. I believe that Jesus died on the cross just like we were reading. He died up, and I believe he was buried in the sepulcher. And I believe that he went down and preached into the souls in prison. I can't explain to you how he done that. But he did it. I believe that they rolled away, somebody, some angel or power, whatever, rolled away the rock, and he rose up and he walked out. I believe it just like he said it. I believe he went down and seen his disciples. I believe he visited them with them for a while, and I believe he ascended up on high. I believe he sent back the Holy Ghost, and I can prove it because I got it. I believe he turned the water into wine just like the Bible said, and science may say it's impossible. You can't take a glass of water and set it up there and turn it into wine, but God can do it. I like what Brother Branham said. How can he tell you, explain to me if God can't do something like that? Let me ask him the same question. You take this big old ball of earth and hang it out here in space, and you tell me how it stays there. You tell me how it can make that loop around the sun for how many millions of years they say it's been here? Going around and never not 1 second too fast and not 1 second too slow, always right on time, and every star in its place and every other galaxy and every other sun and every other planet and everything else all working synchronized perfectly. They can tell you when the tide's coming in and when it's going out, when the sun's coming up and when it's going down, when the moon's coming up and when it's going down. Even tell us when it's going to be a blood moon there, Brother Russell. And they got it right down to the minute and the hour. But yet they can't believe that there's some type of great power behind it all. Oh no, it was some great big boom. Well then, who made the boom? You know, they've got all these ideas, and they may be right. But you know what? They're missing the most important thing. They're not only missing the Word, they're missing the author of the Word. But they want to think, oh, what did he say? Through knowledge and through science and through civilizations and through all of this. And yet they're missing the very thing that could give them eternal life and satisfaction and peace. But I believe it. That's the difference between me and them. I'm not any better than they are. Think about that. We're no better than the prostitute down on the corner or the drug person down on the other corner or the homeless person under the bridge or anything else. We're no better than they are. Yeah. We're just called to serve a living God. Oh, I believe what he did with the woman at the well. He could walk up her and tell her about her five husbands and tell her all about that. And I believe that. I believe that he had the fishes and the loaves, like Brother Nathan told me, had that fish, break it off and give it. It's got another piece. Break it off. It's got another piece. Not getting shorter, but a cooked one. Another piece just like the one he broke off. Fish and bread, fish and bread, fish and bread, fish and bread. And yet science would say, you can't do that. I believe he can. I believe he did. I believe he can do it today. He said, oh, now, wait a minute, brother. Whoa, wait a minute. I remember here some years back when they was having the meetings in town, and we had a house full of people. We had just enough food to feed what was already there. You remember this one? And here, brother, my buddy, Brother Ram, calls me up and says, hey, I've got used to him. But he said, hey, Brother Bill, can we come over and visit? I thought it was him and his wife and his daughter. Sure, Brother Ram, come on over. Got a house full. What's three or four more? He pulls up in his motorhome and all these other cars, and there was 25, 30 people started piling out and coming in the house. Think about it. On top of the 30 or 40 or whatever was there already. And Brenda's going, oh my goodness, what am I going to do, Bill? What am I going to do? I don't have enough food to feed all these guys. I said, calm down. I said, let's pray about it. And we did. Had just a little simple prayer, her and I, right there in the kitchen. Turned around, went in, greeted everybody, brought them in, got them seated. We fed everybody in there and had food left over. Now, is that the truth, Brenda? That's not an exaggeration. Thank you, Daniel. He believes it. But I'm serious. She didn't have enough to feed almost 100 people. We weren't figuring on that many. But God can do it even today, people. That's what I'm saying. So I believe he fed all them people at 5,000 and at 7,000. I believe that Lazarus was in the grave for 4 days and come up. I know he can raise the dead. Ask me. And if you, as that old saying said, if you don't believe me, just ask me. I know he raised Lazarus. He raised me. But I knew it before then. I just simply believed it. I believe he walked down to the pool of Bethesda. That one man said, take up thy bed and walk. I believe it. Oh, now lame man can't. Well, yes, he can too. I believe that little sister reached out through that crowd and touched the hem of his garment and was healed and made whole. I believe it. I believe he came walking. Oh, now wait a minute. Walking on the water? Sure. Well, it must have been some reeds or something in there. Maybe he was stepping on rocks. Yeah. The waves are flying through the sea out there, and the disciples scared to death that the boat was going to sink. And first they thought he was a ghost floating across the water, and lo and behold, it was the Lord Jesus Christ himself come walking on the water. I believe it. I don't care what the skeptics and the doubters say. He did come walking on the water. I believe in one Lord and one faith and one baptism and not three gods. I believe that Jesus is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. And I believe there's a rapture coming, and we're going to go to the marriage supper. I believe every bit of it. It doesn't matter what the rest of them say. I believe it. They can explain it away all they want to. They can make up all the excuses and all the ideas and all the might-be's and could-be's and may-be's and should-be's and ought-to-be's and ain't-gonna-be's. He said it. I believe it. That settles it. And I also believe in a judgment for sinners. And I believe I'm not going to have to be judged, but I'm going to be standing there with him, helping doing the judging, right along with the rest of the saints of God. Know ye not that Christ and the saints shall judge the world? Oh, I believe in eternal life for the believers. I believe he's gone to prepare us a place, and I believe he's coming back. And not only is he coming back, listen, folks, he's not only just coming back. Think about this. I'm going to tell you one, and it's not even fresh. It's an old, old story. Not only is he coming back, but he's coming back for Bill Layton. That's the way it's got to be. It's got to be just that way. He's not only coming back for me, but you've got to believe he's coming back for you. Not a maybe, not could be, not I'm not sure. Well, yeah, I think he is. And it's like sometimes when I've been out in the past, and I don't do it real often, only when I really feel pressed upon to do it. I say, how many of you in here now? Don't do it tonight, okay? But I say, how many of you in here know beyond a shadow of a doubt? How many of you know not one doubt you have the Holy Ghost? Raise your hands. Well, there's someone up anyway, the little ones. I'm glad you got them. But think about that. And then when you stand up there and you see the ones that don't raise their hands, it just does something to your heart. Because you say, why? And then I want to go, how long have you been claiming you believe the message? How long have you been following the teachings of the Word of God by His prophet? How long have you been coming to church and you sit there and you don't know if you haven't got the Holy Ghost? I mean, you don't know if you have the Holy Ghost or not. Don't you know the hour we're in? Don't you know how late it is? But I believe He's coming back for me. Oh, friends, listen, I believe He's the first and the last. I believe He's the beginning and He's the end. I believe He's not only the Creator, but He's also the keeper of the creation that He created. I believe He's the Creator of all, and I believe He's the architect of the universe. And I believe He's always in control. I believe He always was. I believe He has been, and I believe He always will be. He's an unchanging God. He's an undefeated God, and He'll never be undone. Think about it. This is the God we're serving. The God has done all those things we've talked about and what He is right now. I believe He was bruised for my iniquities. I believe He's brought my healing. I believe He was pierced. I believe He was persecuted. I believe He brought freedom, spiritual freedom. I believe He was dead and brought life. He's risen, brought power, and He reigns and brings peace. Think about it. He's all of these things. The world can't understand Him. And the armies can't defeat Him. They've tried for thousands of years to defeat what? The Word of God and His Son, Jesus Christ, and they can't do it. It almost went out in the church age, was just studying about, but it didn't go all the way out. God preserved a few. Oh, the schools can't explain Him. The leaders try their best, but they can't ignore Him. They know there's something there, but they don't know what to do about it or how to do it. Just like King Agrippa. He knew, but he couldn't quite cross over to accept it. Listen, Herod couldn't kill him. The Philistines couldn't confuse him. I'm sorry, wrong person. The Pharisees couldn't confuse him, and the people couldn't hold him. Nero couldn't crush him, and Hitler couldn't silence him. And the New Age can't replace him. People can't explain Him away, and He is light, He's love, and He's eternal, and He is the Lord. He's goodness, kindness, gentleness, and He is God. He's holy, He is righteous, He's mighty, He's powerful, and He's pure. This is the God we serve, and I believe Him. His ways are right, His word is eternal, His will is perfect, and His mind is on me. Amen. That's the way you've got to believe that too. Oh, God, I know You're right. I know Your word's eternal. I know Your will is perfect. Now, God, I know Your mind is on me. I know You think about me. Not just when I need help, but I'm on His mind 24 hours a day. What's that saying, 24/7? It's not just part-time God. I've got a full-time God. Like that song, that little song that Brother Nathan likes to sing, we serve an on-time God. He may not be here when we want Him here, but He's always on time. We don't have to worry about it. Oh, He's my Savior, He's my Redeemer, He's my guide, He's my peace, He's my joy, He's my comfort, He's my Lord, and He rules my life. Think about it. That's the God we serve. That's the one that I believe. And I serve Him. Why did I serve Him? Because His bonds are light. Who was it? Okay, it doesn't matter who it was. Somebody said, I don't know about living this message you guys believe. I said, oh, that's awful hard. It is. I don't find it hard. I mean, let's be honest. Us brothers, we got it made. We can put on a short sleeve shirt and a pair of jeans, or we can put on a long sleeve shirt, a pair of slacks or jeans, or we can go around in a t-shirt. You know, we don't want to run around in shorts now. Come on. I know a few of them that do, but I think they're going against what Brother Branham said. He said it was sissified. Now, you want to tell me you believe the message? You wear shorts? I'm going to have to question you. Take it or leave it. We got her made. But our sisters, look at them. Long hair, and the world cuts theirs off almost. Dyed 15 different colors, you know, got stripes and stars and spangles and everything else in them, or whatever they want to do to them, and wear a little of nothing. Go out here and pay $100, $200, $300, or whatever it is for some so-called fashion stuff that you, like Brother Bam said, look like they've been a skin wiener poured down in, you know, I'd like to say take some molten lava or something to pour it in some form, and that's what it looks like. And some guys, oh, that looks so good. It looks pathetic to me. And I'm not sorry. I'd rather, Brenda and I were talking the other day about some of this, about not this message, but about the sisters and different things and the way they dress and the way things are. I said, I think a woman with long hair and dressed properly and without all the paint and everything else on their face, I think they're beautiful. It don't take ruby red lips and 4 pounds of makeup to hide what they really do look like and what Brother M call them, devil stirrups and on their ears, you know, earrings and all that junk and enough jewelry to set off every alarm in the city if they went through a metal detector. For what? I think a beautiful woman is not only one that's on beautiful on the outside, but she's beautiful on the inside. Why? Because they believe God's word. Think about it. That's what it is. Why are the others like they are? Just as it was at the beginning of the little sermon, I said, because there's nothing within them to believe it with. I feel sorry for them that they can't see what we see, that they don't have the joy and the peace and the love that we have because we love God. But I love Him because He loved me first. Oh, where was I at over here? I said, I love Him, I serve Him because his bond is love and His burden is light and His goal is for me is abundant life. And because I believe that He is. And He is what? He is the wisdom of the wise and He's the power of the powerful, the Ancient of Days, the ruler of rulers, the leader of leaders, the overseer of the overcomers, the sovereign Lord of all that was, that is, and that is to come. He has a relationship with me. He will never leave me. He'll never forsake me. He'll never mislead me. He'll never forgive me or forget me. He'll never overlook me. And He'll never cancel my appointment book. I mean, my appointment in His appointment book. I've had a few appointments canceled. It's not much fun. But I know one feller that won't cancel my appointment no matter what day or night it is when I call upon Him. And that's Almighty God. And when I fall, He lifts me up. And when I fail, He forgives me. When I'm weak, He is strong. And when I'm lost, He's the way. And when I'm afraid, He gives me courage. When I stumble, He steadies me. And when I'm hurt, He heals me. When I'm broken, He mends me. When I'm blind, He leads me. When I'm hungry, He feeds me. When I face trials, He's with me. When I face persecution, He shields me. When I face problems, He comforts me. When I face a loss, He provides for me. And when I face death, He safely takes me home. He is everything for everybody, everywhere, every time, in every way, if they'll just accept Him. He is God and He is faithful. I am His and He is mine. My Father in heaven can whip that other feller out there, that old devil's father. They can whip that guy's father anytime. So we come down to this. He said it. I believe it, and that settles it. He's in control, and I'm on His side, and that means all is well with my soul. He's a blessing every day, and every day of serving Him is a blessing. Brother Bram said this on, if God be with us, then where are all the miracles? He said if Jonah could perform a miracle like that by believing the Word of God to a natural people, where a man that finally backslid and Solomon had built but asked God in prayer to bless everyone who looked to that temple and deliver them out of their troubles wherever they was, and Jonah could believe under those circumstances, how much more, that means in that belly of that whale, then how much more, let me find my place, I'm sorry, how much more can we believe tonight to look to heaven where not a backslider, not a man that died and stayed in the grave like Jonah or like Solomon was at, but a living God who sits at the right hand of the majesty, all power and authority, and preaching the word and sending forth the Holy Ghost as a witness that He did, and believe the word of God and you'll see the miracles of God. But you have to believe it first. And He says, we are believing on His word, keeping the oil in the lamp, trimmed and burning, and letting your life so shine that other men could see your good works, your fruits, and glorify the Father which is in heaven. And what will happen? Believing the word of God and acting on the word of God, you'll meet Him up in the air. On God hiding Himself in simplicity, He says, God is so great, He can make Himself simple. Now that's what makes God great to me, is how that He can make Himself simple. And that for doing himself, he hides himself from the smart and the wise. He said, now just think of that. He hides himself from the smart people and reveals himself to the humble people. The Bible said in Isaiah 35 that even though a fool should err in the way, it is so simple. And as you try to figure it out and study it out, you just get further away from God. Every time you do that, you just get yourself farther and farther away. Quit trying to figure it out. Just believe what he said. That's all there is to it. Just believe it. And then hides himself from the wise and shows himself to the simple. What is it Brother Billy Paul likes to say? God thought it. Brother Branham spoke it. I believe it. And that settles it. That's the way I feel about it tonight, folks. I believe what he said. It's that simple. I believe everything I've told you tonight about this. He is my all in all. He's my everything. He's my Savior. He's my healer. He's my Lord of Lords. He's my soon coming King. He's everything. He's the closer friend that's closer than a brother. He's a fellow that will never cancel your appointment. It doesn't matter if you call him up. And that little thing, call him up, tell him what you want. It doesn't matter if you call him up at 2 o'clock in the morning or 2 o'clock in the afternoon. He's going to answer. He may not answer the way you want him to. He may not answer when you want him to, but he's going to answer. As Brother Nathan, I like the one he says, and we've repeated it so much since he said it here. He said, he may tell you yes, he may tell you no, he may tell you to wait a while, but he's going to answer. And that's the way it is. He is a prayer answering God. And I believe it. And that's what it takes to get an answer from God, is to take him at his word. And he sent us a prophet in this day that we have to take at his word, because it was the word of God. And he proved it by coming down and getting his picture taken with him. He proved it by the prophecies coming to pass, by the visions coming to pass. And he proved it by the word of God, by taking it through the Bible and showing us that it was absolutely right. It wasn't a man-made idea. It wasn't a man-made thought. It wasn't a man-made doctrine. It was the word of God. And that's what we have to stand on, and we have to believe. We have got to stay with this word. The squeeze is coming on. It's already here in some ways, but I don't know how bad it's going to get. I've talked to different people, and some say, oh, it's going to be this. All I know is it's going to be squeezing time, and we better be ready, and we better be ready to go up when he comes. That old saying says to be read up, prayed up, and ready to go up. That's where we have got to be, each and every one of us at this little assembly tonight. We have got to be ready to go, that no matter what comes our way. Look what they're doing over in some of the other countries. And yes, I know it's the Muslims, but don't think it can't happen here. Some crazy lunatic that the devil gets a hold of goes into some church meeting and blows up and kills 17 people in one place and 6 or 7 in another place. Why? Because they're Christians. I don't know what's going to happen in this country, but I know this. We have to be ready. I'm not preaching gloom and doom. That's not what I'm trying to say. What I'm trying to say to you is believe every word. And no matter what comes our way, let's stay with this message. Whether they take us out of the pulpit and put us in jail, whether they disband us or whatever they think they're going to be able to do to us, if it happens, it's because God allowed it. And I love him, and he loves me, and I believe his word, and he's put it in my heart, and I can't help what the rest of them feel. I've got to stay with what he said. And by his grace, we'll do that. The musicians want to come. This wasn't really that long, kind of short, and I'm glad. I didn't want to keep you long. I just wanted to try to encourage you a little bit, maybe make you feel a little better. Think about it. He's coming back for me. You make sure you know he's coming back for you. It's like some of the brothers many years ago standing outside of Branham Tabernacle and talking to 6 or 7 brothers, and they got to talking about the fact about only 2 out of Jeffersonville. Well, that's not the way Brother Branham said it, but that's the way they took it. Oh, Brother Branham said there's only going to be 2 out of Jeff. And I let him talk along, and I said, well, I said, I'll tell you what, brothers. I said, only 2 out of Jeff. I said, well, I know who one of them's going to be. They said, who's that? And I said, Brother Billy. Oh, yeah, he's going to make it. And I said, I'm going to be the other one. I said, sorry about you, brothers. Now, Lord, you know I'm telling the truth. They got offended at me. They did. They said, what, Brother Layton, that ain't right. Well, if you and Billy, then what about the rest of us? I said, sorry. I said, but let me tell you something. I said, Brother Billy don't live in Jeff. But Billy's in Sellersburg, so that leaves room for one of you. I said, oh, wait a minute. I don't live in Jeff either. I live out in the county. I said, so that leaves room for two of you. I said, no, brothers. I said, you're looking at it the wrong way. I said, number one, Brother Bram did not say there would only be two out of Jeff. He said, if there was only two out of Jeff, you'd be one of them. I said, that's the way you brothers have got to believe it. That's what I'm trying to, that's one of the several things I'm trying to get across tonight, is no matter what comes or go, you believe that he died for you. You believe that he sent a prophet to call you out of, if you weren't in an organization like me, I was in an independent Pentecostal church, but he still brought me out of a mess. He still brought me out of all of that. So it doesn't matter where he brought us from, he brought us. We've got Pentecostals and Catholics and Baptists and who knows what all. It doesn't matter. He's brought us all under one umbrella, and that's his word and his Holy Spirit. Thank God for that, and I believe every bit of it. Have anything you want to sing? Because I'm lost. No, I'm not lost. Excuse me. I'm not lost. I'm not good at going into songs when I finish preaching. God bless you. So hope Brother Nathan will be back for Sunday and bless your hearts with something.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Layton. The song that came to my heart as he was talking about believing was Only Believe.
Amen.
So let's go ahead and turn and sing that song. Service up, we'll say a little word of prayer. Before we do, I just wanted to say I was a witness that night when Brother Layton passed away and the Lord raised him back up to life. I was there. I'm a witness. I've seen it. So when Brother Layton says he believes, We know he believes. We know he stood for this message a long time, and we certainly appreciate him. And just thinking over those words in the sermon, Jesus is here tonight. If we can reach out, if we can believe him, I know all things are possible. So let's keep that in mind as we go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful for this service, Lord. How we miss our pastor, but Lord, we're so thankful that you are here where two or three are gathered. We're thankful, Lord, that you helped Brother Layton and spoke through him. We certainly appreciate that, Lord, and the word that you brought forth. Lord, we know there's many needs on the hearts of the people. We're tempted and tried. We go through trials, as Brother Nathan just preached about, Lord. But Lord, help us to understand that those trials are more precious than gold. Help us to keep the faith and keep believing through the trials, Lord. And we'll thank you for the answer on the other side, Lord. Go with us for the remainder of our week, Lord. Help keep us strong and give us wisdom as we're facing these trials of life. We thank you for all things, and we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Now as we go, let's go ahead and sing that song. Savannah likes it. Hosanna, blessed be the rock. She's teasing me that I'm singing about her, but really we're singing about him. So, Hosanna.